There we go. Now I can fucking hear you, bro.
Welcome to the Nicholas Cody podcast show of season 3, episode 4 in recording. What up, broski?
Oh, what up? What the fuck happened, though? What's wrong?
I don't know, dude. Like, I don't know.
Hey, I'll put my headphones in.
Man. Man, oh, man.
Yeah.
Yo.
Nick?
Yeah, what up, bro?
Okay. Where's everyone else at?
Cody is in the group call.
Dude, I literally just messaged him saying group podcast.
Did he not read it?
I don't know. I'm about to look right now. I just grabbed my phone. Yeah, he read it.
All right, man. Tell me when he wants me to. Let me know when he wants me to.
Just invite him, Nate.
All right, cool. I got to invite him on Snap.
Watch this. What the hell are you doing? Well, how about you come in the podcast and chill with us boys?
All right, I'm inviting him. All
right, get in here.
All right, let me invite him.
Once he joins, Nick, I'm going to leave real quick. So, and I'll come right back. There's something wrong with my headphones, dude. I'm going to try to reconnect him, bro.
You're good, bro.
So, how you been, bro?
I've been doing all right. Shit. Man. Didn't win the fucking lottery. That's fucking ass.
You want to apologize to your fans why you missed 2 weeks?
Yeah, probably. Sorry about that to the Nicholas Cody podcast show fans out there. I had a drainage in my throat to where I could barely even talk for as much. But we're back. We're better now.
It's better about than a week, ever. Invite Cody.
We're back. Let's see. Yo, what up, Christian, Brody?
Yo, Brody, what's up?
Not much. Welcome to the Nicholas Cody podcast show of season 3, episode 4.
I'll be right back, Nick. I'm going to connect my headphones, bro.
All
right,
bro, go ahead.
All
right. All right, so Mr. Ghost Space is coming right back. So what you want to talk about, Christian, Brody?
We'll talk anything for real, bro.
So, Christian, I got a question for you, Brody.
Okay.
If you won, okay, let's say if you ever won the lottery, okay, what would be the first thing you ever did with it?
Damn, Brody, shit, bro. That's a lot, for real.
Hello?
Yo.
There we go. Got my headphones all good now. What up, bro?
What up? I just asked Christian Lee a question. I was like, if he ever won the lottery, what would be the first thing he ever do with it?
I mean, bro, let's put the pocket in the bank account for real.
Oh, I know what Christian would do.
Oh, no.
I know Christian would build a school, Nate. He'll build a school. You know, a nice school for him, you know. Christian, yeah. You've always wanted to have your own school, right?
Yeah, eventually.
Right?
I don't know, bro.
Well, he's always wanted to have his own school. And it's going to be teachers teaching the kids how to be a Saint Nips.
Really? What the hell?
Michael, that's not funny.
That's what Christian would use the money for, Nick. I know, it's bro, fucked up.
Bro.
And how dare you, Christian?
Bro, why would you even ask the question?
I'm just telling him what Christian would do with that if he was a millionaire.
You would know.
See me? I would give it back to you people that need the that need help. Unlike Christian over here that wants to worship Satan.
Satanist, bro.
What the fuck?
Calm the fuck down, dude.
Man. Honestly, I would do what Ghostface said, and I would buy me two cars. That's it. That's
I'm thinking about Nick at the barbershop's open tomorrow. I'm probably going to go get my hair cut. I'm going to go grocery shopping tomorrow.
Nice.
So, what have you been up to, Christian?
Well, I was out and about like almost all night.
You were doing what?
I was out running around all night, bro.
And whose fault is that?
Oh.
Since you're crying about it?
What? Bro, no, man, bro. No.
Damn.
Hey, did you have the devil in the back seat?
Bro, no.
What the fuck, dude?
Why are you asking this question?
You said you were riding around all night. I didn't say that, did I, Nick?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh. You would have just said, oh.
Cody, you motherfucker, join the podcast.
What
now.
The fuck's he at? Dude.
You really just said, whose fault is that?
Yeah, we didn't bring that up. You did, so it's your fault.
Okay, you asked me a question. You said what I've been up to, and I literally told you. I was out running around.
It's funny.
Then you was like, whose fault is that? I'm
like, right, jerking off the devil's penis.
What the hell?
Oh, my.
Dude, why?
Oh, no.
Bro.
That's not as worse than what Cody said in your last episode.
Christian, calm down, dude.
Okay, Christian. Or we shall say Sonic Pinhead, as we can call it.
Is that bad?
Sonic worshiping the devil head.
What the heck? not even close. No.
Damn.
Beast Savage. Support the devil.
Did you just call me a beast savage?
Whatever you put savage mode on your fucking bio.
Oh, no.
Bro, I told you that bio was from rappers, bro.
Oh no.
It didn't look like it when I saw the devil shit and you were all covered in red.
Oh no.
With horns coming out of your head.
What the fuck?
Oh, that damn picture of that damn filter. Uh-oh.
It don't matter, Christian. It don't matter. We're here for the podcast.
Yes,
we're here to have fun.
Yes,
so, Nate, what are we going to do on your podcast?
Let's talk about how the fucking Nuggets are beating the shit out of the Lakers, man. What is going on with the Lakers right
now?
Yeah,
the Lakers are 0-2, but they'll bounce back, Nick. They're going home. They're going home, bro. I feel confident.
Okay.
I feel like – I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to be honest with you. I see this series – going to game 7.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nick?
I mean, I can agree. A lot of people are saying it's going to be Nuggets.
And the what?
Nuggets winning game 6.
No, I think it's going to be a game 7. We'll see. Christian, what do you think?
No, I don't know. What?
You don't even know and you're a black man. A lot of.
Is that really necessary?
Like, oh.
Was that really necessary to say?
No, I'm just saying that. A lot of are more. I'm just saying that by percentage, more black people watch basketball than, you know, white people. It's a real thing. If you didn't know that.
I mean, he's not wrong. If you stop and think about it, he's not wrong.
Christian, do you watch basketball? Apparently not, because you don't even know.
Okay, how would you know? You don't know.
Ooh.
What? How do I not know? I've been watching the game, motherfucker.
How would you know if I didn't watch basketball? How would you know, bro?
Because if you didn't, you're a faggot.
Wow, bro.
I'm just kidding, Christian. Calm the fuck down.
Damn, bro.
Look, he gets too butt hurt, Nick. That's the problem.
I'm not getting butt hurt, bro.
I think you are.
Okay, Christian.
Man.
It's okay.
Oh, my.
It's okay, Kristen. We'll forgive you, buddy. Don't worry.
Huh? I was going to talk about something, but then I totally forgot.
That's crazy, man, you know?
What is?
Man. So, Christian?
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
It's been chilling, bro. Just staying to myself, bro.
That's you. Nick?
Yo.
What do you want? What did you plan on wanting to talk about in the podcast again?
I was going to talk.
That's what I was going to talk about, Nate.
What?
Did you guys hear the town hall with Donald Trump?
Oh, no. Wow, what's up?
Dude, that fucking bitch from CNN fucking interviewed him.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump said everything fucking right. And she kept on. And here's the thing. This is what the Democrats, why they're fucking retarded. You see, when anybody like Donald Trump speaks the truth and he tells everyone how everything is going, they like to try to interrupt him when he's talking. And he won't let that happen. So, you Democratic people, I want to say something to you, Kamala Harris, you fucking bitch, which I hope you rot in hell. This is what I'm going to say to you, bitch. You go on your fucking debate a couple years ago, running your mouth saying that when you were going against Mike Pence, you were like, oh, Joe Biden said that he will not raise taxes with people that have not made less than $400,000 a year. You know, she said that.
I believe you.
Bitch, I had to pay $118 just to do my taxes, just to get $300 back from taxes.
Tough.
And you bitch, you and Joe Biden both are so retarded. You want to sit there and you want to say you are not going after people that make less people. You're not going to take their taxes, but yet you are taking my money. You are taking. I have to give you the government $118, Nate.
That's fucked, dude.
And then next year, it's worse. It's going to be $145.
Oh, my God.
I mean, see, I believe you, Mr. Ghostface. I ain't going to lie. I believe you. See, the problem is that you barely
Kamala,
see no middle class.
No, this is the problem. Kamala, you stupid bitch. Before you run your mouth and, like, tell everyone that he was not going to do it, and he did. Look what's going to happen when the race comes. Joe Biden will be out of office, I promise you that, this year. It's going to be Donald Trump, dude. That's going to be back in the fucking office, dude. And they're not going to like it.
Nope.
They're not going to like it, Nate.
Man, and Joe Biden, listen, you know what's fucked up? You know, people are saying shit about Mr. Donald Trump, about how we didn't build the wall and shit.
I'm going to tell you guys this right now. Joe Biden is not my president. He will never, ever be my president.
I believe you.
I literally would knock him the fuck out if he came near my children. I'll be honest with you, Nick.
I don't blame you, dude.
I'll put my hands on the president. I don't care if I go to jail. I'll knock that motherfucker out if he comes near my kids. And they don't like to tell you. They're like, oh, no, Donald Trump's a bad, you know, he's a racist. He's the one that's bad. But yet, you guys are so corrupt in your fucking head. Watching TV 24/7. Look in the fucking mirror world and look where our planet has come to. You know, the United States. The planet. Well, I meant the planet, the whole world.
Yeah,
look
where
the fucking China wants to attack. You got
Russia.
You got Russia fucking attacking the Ukraine. None of this shit. None of these wars right now would be happening, Nick, if Donald Trump was president right now.
And nothing. You know the United States dollar is in full bad swing right now. You know they're going to try to take the United States dollar out and not make it worth nothing anymore. Did you not know that? They're going to try to take the U.S. dollar and make it worth nothing.
Well, we'll see how that happens. But Joe Biden can't do shit. That old man needs to be in a fucking nursing home, dude.
I should be in fucking jail. The fuck?
Yeah, how about him and his brother getting a fucking jail cell with a couple inmates?
Nah, put his son in there.
I said both, Nick.
Man.
His son's a retard, too.
His son's a fucking drug addict. Stupid, dumb motherfucker.
Christian? Hang on, Nate. Let's hear how Christian people...
I did not vote for Joe Biden. Man.
Tell us why.
What's there to tell? Like, bro, I don't vote for president.
Oof. What?
Oof.
What? What the fuck do you mean, dude? What do you vote for? What do you vote for, Christian? No. Oh, hell no.
Oh, no.
You see, this is the problem. This is the problem, Christian, when I say that you really are a Satanist.
Why?
Is you're going against God's number one person, Donald Trump, man, when it comes to the president. Are you kidding me right now?
Are you? Oh,
you're going against God? That's what Donald Trump stands for. He stands by the Bible. And you want to sit there and say, I don't vote? People like that make me sick.
First of all, I was messing around with you.
Oof.
How do I feel about the situation? Oh, yeah, for sure. But hey, you're right on one thing, bro.
What am I right about?
The whole Joe Biden thing that he's talking about.
You better speak up. That didn't sound...
I said the whole Joe Biden thing that you were talking about, bro.
Then who do you support, Christian?
Who do y'all support?
That's the most stupidest question I've ever heard. It's obvious. Donald Trump, motherfucker.
I'm a Republican.
That's right, Donald Trump, Brody.
No, you know what, motherfucker? No, you are a Satanist, you motherfucker. You're like over here, oh, now, since we're picking down, we picked Donald Trump. Oh, yeah, I picked Donald Trump now. Oh,
I'm a Republican.
Yeah. No, Christian, I think you supported Hillary Clinton. That's who I think.
First of all, I don't support Hillary Clinton.
You don't even know how to say her fucking name.
Hillary Clinton.
Oh, now he says it right. How about you go in the room and fuck her husband? He would probably like it.
What the hell? Oh, y'all, you're damn nut. Why would you
go against God? Why would you go against Donald Trump?
Why are you bringing him in it for, man?
I don't know, because everything God is, Donald Trump is.
Okay, like I told you, I did not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Then who did you vote for?
Donald Trump, fool, bro.
I think he's lying, Nick. He's all of a sudden talking. He's all of a sudden saying he's saying Donald Trump now because we said Donald Trump.
No, nah, even because you said that.
I'm a Republican.
Nick, have you voted yet?
I already voted for 2020 for Trump and Pence.
All right, I voted for my year. My first year, I got to vote was between fucking Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, dude. I was happy.
Oh, I never got a chance to do that yet. Sadly, but I got to vote 2020, voted for Trump. So,
well, you know what's going to happen in 2024.
Trump again.
Trump again.
Fucking Trump again. I'm over
Joe Biden has ruined this country.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Well, he ruined a generation. What he did.
Christian, I think you're in love with that man.
Okay, first of all, I'm not gay. Okay? Hold on, why do you have to say it?
Oh, no.
Why?
First of all, I never said that you were gay, first of all. And second of all, I clearly said that you like Joe Biden. That means you picked Joe Biden.
Why, it's a dumbass.
Why are you talking about Joe Biden, bro? Why? Luke, bro, you don't know.
Oof.
Excuse me?
Bro, how would you know?
Oh, no.
How would you know?
I know because you didn't know what we were talking about. And when once I said that me and Nick supported Donald Trump, you're like, oh, yeah, I support Donald Trump.
You look just like this.
You know what, Christian? You're disappointing me right now.
I'm not disappointing you, bro.
Hang on.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, to be honest, while you're doing some real quick, Mr. Ghostface. I mean, to be honest, you know, Trump, he was right. You know, and what's sad is that Trump knew everything was gonna happen. Inflation was gonna happen. War was gonna be happening. Gas prices were gonna be happening. The economy was gonna be happening. Look at the economy right now, dude. Now the United States dollar is in full effect. They're probably not going to be making it or whatever, or be worth anything. Like, literally.
We just got to see when the time comes, Nate.
Yeah. Now, they're trying to put AIs and try to take people's jobs and shit. And now more illegal immigrants can come in here, take away the American people's jobs, and then just make them get fired or put them in leave. Like, what the fuck? Man.
Man, that's...
Well, Nate, let's talk about something else before... I don't want to hear about that old man ever again, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden... One last thing, you'll never be my president. I'd rather talk to my wall than you be my president. So you can go fuck yourself, you old bastard. Hey, your son's a drug addict. And you know what? You know why a lot of people say he should have overdosed on drugs? Because you know what? He should have.
God damn, Nick. Fuck.
I'm just joking. I ain't that fucked up a human being, but I don't wish death on him, but or anything. I was just joking. Nah. But your son should be punished. Your son should be punished for what he did.
What should we do on your podcast, Nate?
Let's see. Want to talk about how Christian Lee was cheating last night on Call of Duty?
Bro. Dead ass, bro.
I'm sorry, I couldn't think of something, Christian.
Well, get that Call of Duty cheating shit out of your ass.
Nick, you gonna let him talk to you like
excuse
that.
Me, Christian Lee?
Bro, get that cheating shit out of your ass.
First of all, Christian, who the fuck are you talking to like this right now?
I'm talking to little nutsack Goldie, bro.
Oh.
First of all, Christian Lee, let me tell you something, son of a bitch. First of all, ill. Second of all, fucking weird. And third of all, how would you know, you fucking weirdo?
How do I know? Fuck with your mind, bro.
What the fuck? You're a creep, Christian.
What? What? What?
Just the way you just said that. Oh my god.
Bro.
I'm having fun with him.
Did you invite Cody and Corey?
Does Corey want to be in it?
I don't know. Let me look.
I'll send an invite on Snap. Man, Christian, first of all, Christian, man.
Yeah, just send him one. See if he'll join.
First of all, Christian. Son of a pinhead.
All right, Nick. All right, Pop-Tart.
First of all, my name ain't Pop-Tart anymore, you son of a bitch. I look like a fucking Kellogg brand of you. Tim Cook, I hope you're listening to this, man. Can I get an Apple podcast
brown sugar sponsor?
Can I get a podcast deal? Don't give Sonic Pinhead no deal. Just give me one.
Basically, he wants a brown sugar deal.
Oh.
Well, first of all, this is my show.
You let him humiliate you like that?
This is my show, Christian. You respect. Bro, you respect the bro. Fucking host in this bitch.
Bro. Calm down, bro. Damn. Dude.
Boy. You don't, bro. You don't want to smoke, Christian.
All right, let's hang on. Let's do a would you rather.
Okay, let's play would you rather.
Since Christian had to be disgusting, he gets to go first.
I was being disgusting.
You go first, you son of a bitch.
Why don't you go first?
Come on, Christian. We ain't got all day.
Oh, God. All right. Ah, man, would you rather be out in space, or would you rather
what's the other one?
Alright, would you rather be out in space, or would you be like rather be out,
what did he say, like, Nick, the second one?
The first one was, would you rather be in space, or the second one was, would you rather be like out by 4 million ways out of the earth?
Did you? I thought you said drug dealer.
What? No.
I'll pick the first one, outer space.
All right, cool. Name, Brody?
I'd rather be outer space, to be honest with you, just to see all the stars.
Okay.
Yeah, man, me too.
All right. You guys ready for this? This is going to be fucked up. Okay.
Go ahead.
Would you rather? Would you rather, even though you hate Zach Compton, go up to him and say hi and shake his hand? Or would you rather do a big fat line of cocaine?
What?
What the fuck?
And Christian, you get to go first.
Bro, what kind of question is that?
You pick one now.
Oh my god.
Pick one.
I mean, it's some sweet sugar cocaine, bro.
Okay, Nate.
Oh my god. I swear to god, I had this answer, but it's kind of fucked. But Sally, would you rather not die for it? I hate to fucking say this, Ghost Face. I hate to say this so fucking much.
Come on.
I'd rather wear safety gloves, walk up to that son of a.
Hell no.
What?
I'm not doing drugs, nigga. I'm not doing drugs.
So you're telling me right now you would rather shake Zach Compton's hand after you don't know what he did with that fucking hand?
No, hold on. Hear me out for a second. Why do you think I said safety gloves? Not bare hands.
No, there is no such thing as safety gloves. There ain't no gloves in this situation, Nick.
Hold on. You didn't say no gloves. You didn't say that much that time. You didn't say that. No gloves. You didn't say that in the question.
It don't matter. I still wouldn't want to wear gloves and shake his hand. You're fucked.
Fuck, what the hell, bro? Cool.
Hang on.
Your turn,
Michael. Hang on. I'd rather do the big line of cocaine.
I salute to you. And your strength in your body.
You get to go next.
I wish you Godspeed your body.
What?
Okay. Would you rather? Okay, let me see. I don't want to piss off Christian Lee so bad. Okay.
Bruh.
Okay.
Come on. Let's go.
Okay, Christian, hear me out for a second on this question. Okay, just for one time. Would you rather, okay, I hate to say this. Would you rather stay a virgin for the rest of your life or fuck Stacy's green fungus pussy?
Wait, what was the first one?
Would you rather stay a virgin forever or fuck Stacy's green fungus pussy?
Oh, my God. I got my answer.
Kristen, want to go first?
No, I'm throwing up.
Probably have to pick one, Christian. Go first. We know what your answer is going to be.
I'm so sorry.
There ain't no to be sorry. He knows what his answer is. His answer is that he would fuck Stacy right in their fucking quat.
Why would you say that, bro? Why?
That's your. We didn't need to hear it from Christian. Don't worry. You want me to go next? Nick?
Yes, sir.
Christian, you're fucked up for thinking of that answer.
Okay, I said, why would you answer the question?
Okay, question. Because I was helping you out because you were throwing up over there. Anyways, Nick, I would be a virgin forever.
I agree with you, Michael. I'd rather just stay a virgin and die in a casket.
Poor Christian over here.
Why that question?
I'm so sorry. I couldn't think of something else.
Christian, don't worry, buddy. You got the question now.
Yeah, you got it now, bro.
All right. Would you rather be an actor in a movie or be one of your favorite rappers of all time?
Oh, hell no.
What?
Who goes first?
Michael, you want to go, bro?
I'd rather be an actor. I'm not really, I'm not ever going to want to be a rapper.
That's a good question.
Unlike you, Christian, I know exactly what you want to be.
I'd rather just go, Christian.
This is good, bro. All
right, I'd rather be a famous actor and be worth millions.
Cool.
What about you, Christian?
Man, I would love to be an actor for the first time, for real.
No, you don't. You would rather be a fucking rapper, Christian, with the kind of music you listen to.
You're just saying that just to get under my skin, bro. You're saying certain shit.
Oh, no. I knew this.
First of all, you don't lay that tone with me, motherfucker.
I knew he's going to drop that.
Don't get
under my skin. You know what? You want to go like that? Okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Gosh, bro.
Here we go.
Wow.
All right. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Would you rather? Nick, this is going to be good, okay?
Go ahead, Ghostface.
Would you rather punch Kelly so hard where you can knock some sense into him? Or would you rather kick Christian Lee in the nuts so hard where he cannot walk again?
Bro, really?
That's fucked up.
Okay, I'll do a different one. That's but remember, Christian, I always got some. I can always have something on you. Remember. All right.
That's okay, Christian.
Fuck. Let me think of one.
I want a big burp from Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Would you rather sleep on a fucking couch that's so comfortable and so relaxed? Or Would you rather sleep in a hammock?
That's a good one.
Christian, you go first.
I'm gonna sleep on a comfy couch, buddy.
All right, Nick.
Couch. I slept on couches my whole life.
Fuck that. I like sleeping on a couch, but dude, fucking sleeping in a hammock is so much fucking better because you can move in the hammock, you know, when you're asleep, dude. You ever had that? It's like the wind's blowing right on you and you feel comfortable. I used to have a hammock, so. I need to get another one, dude. Anyways, Nick, it's you.
All right, cool. Would you rather? Let me see. Would you rather drive a car that you never drove before?
Okay.
Or you have to pay insurance on an expensive sports car.
Nick, that makes no sense, man. You know what we're going to fucking all say.
Oh, no, hold on.
You don't want to make it obvious.
Oh, yeah, okay. Drive a car that you never drove before or ride a bus for the rest of your life.
Ride a bus?
Yep.
Interesting. Who goes first?
Christian Lee. Brody, go first, bro.
Man, drive a car I never drove before, bro.
Good one. Just to go to space.
I'm going to take the bus. Less money and don't have to worry about fucking gas, bro.
I'm sorry. I'm going for the first one.
I'll be saving money when you guys be broke.
I don't give a fuck. Better than riding up a fucking bus. All right.
Guess what, Christian?
Uh-oh.
Get the hell going on yours.
Oh, gosh.
How much time do we have left, Nick?
We got almost... We're up to 40 minutes, and we got almost 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Would you be a hero in a scary movie, or be a villain in a comedy movie?
Oh, I got my answer.
All right, go ahead, Michael.
Well, I'm gonna definitely be the villain in the comedy movie.
Nice.
All right. What about you, Nick?
I'd rather be a villain in a comedy movie.
I'm sorry, Brodies. I'm sorry, but I like to be bad. I'd rather be the hero in the movie. Scary movie, bro.
You're out of your damn mind, dumbass.
What?
Okay, it's my turn. Huh. Let me see. Huh. Okay, you guys ready?
Yes, sir.
Would you rather get rammed in the ass by a fucking big-ass bull? Or would you rather get tackled by a professional football player? Basically, what I'm saying is when you get tackled, you get speared and the wind gets knocked out.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, bro.
Nick, go first.
Be tackled by a professional football player.
Christian?
Man, you fucked tackled by a fucking football player.
Yeah, me too. Fuck the bullshit. I'm not going to get rammed in the ass. Fuck that.
Your ass will be crying for Jesus Christ.
Well, Nick, it's your turn, my friend.
Okay. Would you rather, okay, the first one's the same thing, but the second's going to be different. Would you rather be, A, get tackled by a quarterback Okay. Would you get tackled?
Why would you get tackled by a quarterback?
I don't know. Shit.
That kind of makes no sense, Nate.
You get tackled by a quarterback, bro.
Okay, okay, okay. How about this? How about this? Different one? Different. Would you rather get dunked on or get raped in the ass in prison?
Oh, I got mine.
Did you want to go, bro?
I already get dunked on. I know Christian would probably get raped.
Dang.
I don't damn well not to say it, bro.
I just did.
We got 20 minutes left of the show, so Christian, Jesus. Maybe,
well, I'd rather get dunked on.
I'd rather get boomed on by Kobe. Rest in peace, Kobe. Wait. Cody! What the fuck? Is that you?
Cody, what made you join?
What the fuck, Cody?
Hang on, what made Cody join all of a sudden?
Wow, Cody.
Last minute.
Well, Cody, we're playing Would You Rather.
What the fuck, Cody? Did you name yourself Go Fuck Yourself?
Really?
Christian, you're going to be the next one to go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you
I'm going to go fuck myself.
Well, Cody, how you been?
Well, welcome to the Nicholas Cody podcast.
You missed it. Christian admitted that he would do a big line of cocaine earlier.
Damn.
Anyway, welcome to the Nicholas Cody podcast show of season 3 of episode 4 in recording, Cody. We're playing Would You Rather. And your question, Cody.
Since Christian ruined it.
Okay, I did not ruin
would
it.
You rather,
stop blaming me.
What?
Uh-oh.
What?
Okay. Would you rather summon the or summon the devil?
Oh. Yeah, dude. I gotta go with this one, dude. I gotta go with this. Let's do this one. Oh, and please, Cody, I am begging you to let Christian go last.
Nick.
I'd rather summit the boogeyman.
Okay, Michael.
The boogeyman.
The boogeyman.
No, you would have the fucking devil. Don't fucking lie, motherfucker.
Bro, you call me a liar.
Yeah, I am, motherfucker. Bro, you would definitely have the devil.
Call me a liar.
Oh, no.
I support the Satan.
Oh.
What in the fuck?
Christian, you're telling me right now you would pick the boogeyman over the devil.
Oh.
Is that what you're really telling me?
Damn.
Boogeyman.
No. The devil.
Is that the no devil?
Okay, he just committed it. Now, who's next? Oh, yes, Cody. You say yours.
I like to speak to the boogeyman.
Nice. But Christian over here, he loves the devil so much he'll talk to him and
okay, first of all,
do anything at once.
Okay, I said nothing about no devil, so I don't know why you brought that up. I said nothing about no damn devil. Okay? No, that's probably you, Cody. Because your what's your name of Bob the Demon guy? Was that you on the podcast before? So that's amazing. You would suck. It's amazing to me. You would suck his nuts. Oh. You try to do it, Cody, bro.
I'd rather fuck him in the ass. What the fuck? Oh my god. Hey, Nick, what a great episode.
Ew.
You know what, Christian, go now.
Oh, gosh. All right. Would you rather be a office CEO or be in the war?
What kind of question is that? But you know what? No, we didn't. We didn't.
What?
I know.
No. We didn't. Let's do this one.
What?
No, let's do this one.
Move on.
Okay.
All
right. Who goes first, Christian?
Nick, you go first.
I'd rather be a fucking CEO.
All right, that's a good one. Cody.
I'd rather be with Hitler. I'm like...
Wait a minute. Wait, what? What did you just say? What was your answer, Cody?
Did you say something about Hitler or something?
Dude.
What?
Oh my God,
Hang on. Who's next?
Mike, bro.
Okay. Nick, you want to know what my answer is?
Go ahead, bro. Brody, what is it?
I would rather go to war. Now, let me explain why.
Okay,
so I can finally go into war and shoot the fuck out of the demon out of Christian Lee.
What the what in the hell? Bro. All
right, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather get shot in the fucking leg, or would you rather expose the Illuminati?
What?
Okay, who goes now?
Christian Lee, since you said something, you go first.
I don't know.
Are you serious? Which one is it?
I don't know.
Pick one.
Oh my god!
All right, get shot in the damn leg. There.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. Cody.
Wow. Cody.
The question.
Would you rather get shot in the leg, or would you rather expose the Illuminati?
I'd rather get shot in the damn leg. I don't care.
All right, Mr. Ghostface, what would you do?
Expose Illuminati.
I'll expose them.
Of course, Christian would rather get shot in the leg because that motherfucker supports the motherfucking Illuminati.
I'd rather expose the Illuminati.
I don't know the Illuminati.
I'd rather expose them.
Damn, Christian, you need help.
How would you know, Michael?
What? Oh
my how God. Would you know?
Okay, Michael Jackson.
I look like Illuminati. Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Don't do that shit. That's so weird. Michael Jackson. No, not Michael Jackson.
All right. Here we go with mine. Fuck. Damn. Let me think of this. All right. Are you guys ready? Would you rather eat a bar of soap Nick, you guys there?
Yeah, what's up?
Would you rather eat a bar of soap or shove a battery up inside your ass? Nick, go first.
I'd rather eat a bar of soap.
Cody, your
My
oh, Christian left?
Yeah. I let you soap in my mouth. Three people now.
Yeah, I would eat the bar of soap. Nick, how much time do we have left?
We got 10 more minutes.
Sure, you want to? Oh, there you are, Christian. What happened?
Wow.
My phone turned on.
Well, Christian, answer the question. Would you rather eat a bar of soap or would you shove a battery up in your ass?
What?
I'm not kidding. That's the question.
I say eat a bar of soap, mate.
Okay. Well, Crody, you had the pleasure of going next, buddy.
Yeah.
Would you cut yourself or hang?
What?
What kind of answer is that?
What kind of question is that?
Like a question.
You already know what we would say, Cody.
Did you say cut yourself or just hand yourself? What do you mean hand yourself? What do you mean like
literally hang yourself, Christian?
Hang yourself. Oh, all right, what?
Okay, who goes first, Cody?
I'd rather cut myself.
Okay, Christian.
Cut myself.
Michael, what the fuck?
I would cut myself.
What? Tony. Oh my god. They're gonna think we're fucking suicidal in this bitch.
We're not suicidal. Cody just says stupid questions.
Yeah, it's a dumbass question we come up with.
Okay.
Okay.
Who's next? Ain't it you, Nick, or Christian? Christian, you're next.
Oh, God, bro. Y'all gonna hate me for this?
Go ahead. Just do it.
All right. Would you rather masturbate or be freaky?
What the fuck?
Okay. You guys are bringing up some nasty ass questions. I'm telling you.
Hey, don't worry. This is an explicit show, so yeah, I forgot to tell you about that.
Who goes first?
Nick, bro, you want to go?
I'd rather be freaky.
All right, that's good. That's a good one. Cody?
I'd be fucking.
Same here. Be freaky. Of course, Christian probably picked masturbate. Christian, is that what you picked?
I didn't answer the question, bro.
Okay, what's your answer?
Yeah, what's your answer?
Say be freaky.
You're nasty, dude.
Are you fucking? Oof.
Anyway,
I got to be more freaky than y'all.
What? What?
I'm not answering that, but I'm going with the next question. Nick, you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. Since we almost got 5 more minutes left. For one more question each.
Oh, yeah. I'll do my last question, too.
Okay, I'll go. Okay. Would you rather get a girl pregnant or... Oh, fuck, I gotta think of fucking... I can't think of something fucked up. Would you rather get a girl pregnant or date your ex-first girlfriend?
Okay, I got my answer.
Okay, Christian, we want to go, Brody.
Man, bro. I say what was the first question?
Would you rather
get a girl pregnant or would you rather sleep with your ex, basically?
Gosh, damn. Get a girl pregnant?
Okay. Cody?
Get this pregnant and leave the ass.
Wait, what did he just say?
He just said Stacy.
No, not that part. He just said he'd rather fuck a bitch, get her pregnant, and leave her.
So which one are you picking then? Are you picking a girl, getting a girl pregnant?
Yeah, picking the girl pregnant. Sorry.
Sounds like you said
what the
fuck? Sounds like you said Stacy.
No, that's fucked up, Cody. That is fucked up.
It's not like you said
I'm gonna be honest with you, Cody. If you really did that in real life, I probably wouldn't talk to you anymore.
I mean,
I'm being serious.
I mean, like, if I find someone who really is loving me, I'd hate, but...
It doesn't matter. Dude, look at me. What's that supposed to mean? I have 3 children with an insane person. You don't see me hating my kids.
He's not wrong.
No, I won't hate my kids. I would hate the kids.
Well, is it my turn?
I'll go. Here, you'll go first. You'll go, Mr. Ghostface, and I'll go last.
Okay, well, I know for a fact what my answer is. I will never get back with my ex, so I'd rather get Bella pregnant.
Okay, good answer. Good answer. It's a good answer. Me, I'd rather get a girl pregnant and then be there, be a real man. Fuck my ex. Sorry, Bailey. You ain't getting shit from me.
All right. I guess it's my question.
Yep.
Now.
Go ahead. Last one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you rather? No, Nick, here we go. Would you rather take this? Now, this is a girl. This is, since we're all men in here. This is a girl question, okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Would you rather take your I'm saying if you guys were in a relationship, okay?
Yes,
would
sir.
You rather take your girlfriend to like a sporting event or a concert, any venue place that she likes?
Yeah.
Okay? That she likes.
Yeah.
Or would you rather give her your first her first dance?
Oh, man.
Damn.
Since Christian said, oh, man, he gets to go first.
I say take my girl's first dance.
What was it, Christian?
Take the girl's first dance.
Okay. Nick?
I would do dance because I have no money for a sporting event.
Doesn't matter because of the money, Nick, but okay. Cody?
I think I go to a concert.
Okay. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but I would rather give Bella her first dance because that's more of a special moment, being right beside her, being beside her, than going out, you know, to an event, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you danced on.
What?
You know that.
Whoa.
Now. Hey, what?
That's
I'm just
too
saying,
fast
like,
there, Cody.
I know. I'm just saying. Well, I got the ball.
All right, we're not talking about that anymore, Nick.
Okay,
let's say our goodbyes.
All right, let's say our goodbyes. Okay. All right, I'll go first.
One thing, okay, I get the last word.
All right, let Cody do
right,
one more.
Ahead, Cody. Yay. Go to my club and have fun. Or...
Wait, what's the last one?
Buy Bugatti, be just like Andrew Tate.
Okay.
All I heard was Bugatti. What did
he said by Bugatti like Andrew Tate.
Okay. Which kind of reminds me from my episode 18, Nick, when fucking brought up the strip club and Samantha and John.
Oh my god.
And Samantha called John a dead man.
Oh gosh.
Yeah, I missed all.
Okay. Cody, who goes first?
Yeah, you did.
Nick, you go.
Honestly, I'd rather get a Bugatti be like Andrew Tate.
Okay, Michael.
I'll do the Bugatti because I will not go to strip club because I'm a loyal man.
I say go to the strip club.
You're a fucking retard, motherfucker. No wonder Stacy left your fucking ass.
Well, she leave because it wasn't that. That's not the reason why.
You'd be bouncing on other chicks. She probably wasn't happy about it.
What? Oh, I'm going
anyway, Cody. Of course you would. Of course you would, Cody. Of course you would. Okay, now it's time to say our goodbyes, Nick. You go.
Okay. I want to say I want to thank Cody and Christian Williams to Ghostface Outside Show for being the podcast show.
Yes, sir.
You guys know what to do. Go listen to Mr. Ghostface Dollar Sign Shooter's last episode and go listen to Corey and High Suicide Friday on YouTube and Rap Chat. And go follow Cody on whatever he does. And Kristen, go follow Kristen. Like, go show him some love. I can't handle it, Sonic the Pinhead. And that's it, man.
All right, Christian.
All right. Yeah, y'all stay safe out there and everything. And if y'all having trouble, like, just don't be afraid to tell somebody your problems.
Sir, it's goodbyes first. Save your best one for last.
Okay. Hey, y'all. Hey, goodbye, y'all. Much love out there. Y'all stay cool out there.
Is that it, Christian?
Yeah, that's it, bro.
Go, Cody. Go.
What's up, bitches? Thank you for listening.
Oh, God.
End of the show.
That's it, Cody?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. I would like to thank Nick for letting me come into the podcast. It's been a blast. Thanks for Cody and Christian for coming in as well. You guys know what to do. Follow everyone in here on their podcast and everything. Christian Lee, I, Scott Glacion, follow the Red Demon, follow the Nicholas Cody podcast show, the Ghostface Solstice Shooter podcast show, Trips Corey Jones podcast show, follow him, Trips Corey Jones on Rap Chat, YouTube, High Since Last Friday, and smoke a lot of marijuana and get high on that weed. And that's all I got to say, Nick. You know what time it is.
Yes, sir. You know what the bat's last thing is. Okay. All right. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. Anyway, fuck off, Kentucky. Okay, anyway, keep being you, and then, first of all, Joe Biden, fuck you. Kamala, go double fuck you. You're a bitch. And then Trump 2024, you know, that's all I gotta say. You know, I'm a Republican, so.
All right, Christian.
But yeah, y'all stay safe out there. Chase y'all's dreams, chase paper and everything. Live y'all's life. Just be you. And stay you. Always be yourself and never try to be somebody else. What?
Uh-oh.
What's with the...
I'm just kidding. Is that it, Christian?
Yeah, that's it, bro.
All right, Cody.
All I wanted to say... Yeah, what's up?
Cody.
Is that all?
You missed your most important thing to say. The peace out what? Mother- was about to say, did he really forget his catchphrase and shit?
Now I have to get out and guys, the warm-up.
All right, well, you guys know what to do. Sit back and relax. Turn to Nicholas Goldie Podcast Show, Season 3, Episode 4. Ain't it Episode 4?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, Episode 4 all the way up. Hit your big-ass bong, just like Ghostface Ellison Shuler over here, like this. Yeah. And then, Bella, I miss you, and I can't wait to you come back into town so I can see you. And that's all I got to say, Nick.
Yes, sir. Well, it has been a blast, but we got to go. We'll see you guys on Season 3, Episode 5 in recording next time. Y'all stay safe out there. And remember, believe in Jesus Christ, because you know why? The saint's a bitch.
Tell Christian that.
Christian. And Christian Lee. I hope your future girlfriend listens to this and does not listen to what you just said.
Christian.
I knew Mike was going to say Mike didn't say this thing, like, bro.
Well, that's it.
All right, I'll see you guys in the group call.
Same here.
Later.
Yeah.
Same.